Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Church. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and we praise the Lord for all of you. And the Lord himself is in our midst. He promised to be. He said every time we come together in his name, he would be in the midst. Amen? Praise the Lord. And we're all going to stay in our lane, Brother Bill. We're all going to stay in our lane. Amen? And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And whatever time it happens to be where you are, praise the Lord. You know, we're an international ministry, and persons and saints and believers pick up the broadcast wherever they are around the globe, you know? So it may not be the same time that it is here where they are. However, they can get to hear the same word of God, and the Holy Spirit binds us all together in the love of God. Now, isn't that wonderful? I think so. So I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank the Lord for coming. He's here tonight. He has something to say to all of us. And it's pertinent and important to our daily lives, how we live out our Christianity before the Lord. You see, we want to please the Lord. We want to please the Lord. We want him to be pleased with our lives. Amen? You know, we don't want to get all the way to the end and the Lord say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. We don't want that to happen. So we are very careful, and it's very important to us how we live our Christianity out before the Lord while we're here in the earth. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for everyone that joined us tonight. Amen. There are going to be some more that join us in Jesus' name. Amen. And so God is blessing us. Amen. Pray for the Lord to add more believers to our fellowship on Wednesday and Friday and Sunday. Amen. There are a lot of people that need to hear what we talk about and what the Lord has to say. There are a lot of people that need to go into our archive. There are a lot of people that need to know about this ministry. So feel free, as the Lord prompts you, to share the website with people that they might come to know Jesus Christ for as their Lord and Savior, their deliverer, their healer, and whatever else they happen to need him to be. Amen? He's my everything, and I hope that he's your everything too. Amen? So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Those of you who are new, join us on our webpage in our chat room. Amen? Our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen? miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Well, before you get to that, there'll be another page that comes up, and it'll want you to sign in. So click guest, type in your name or your handle, whichever that is, and say hello to everyone, and everyone will say hello to you. And you'll see where everybody's been saying hello to everybody anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you're on an Android phone or an iPhone, the same applies to you. Go to your browser, pull up miracleinternetchurch.com, and across the banner, right across the top, you'll see three white dashes. Click those dashes. That's your link to open up all the other links. Amen? And you can do the same. You can sign in. Or you can listen to us through your phone at area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. We just thank the Lord for everything. We want to live lives that are pleasing to the Lord, saints. We really do. The Lord's been encouraging us to change. And that means that's what he wants us to do. He expects us to get it done. He's here to help us to do it. But we do have to do our part, you know. Amen. We do have to do our part. I highly recommend to you that you spend a little extra time with the Lord whenever you fellowship with him so he can explain to you more in detail the change that he has planned for your life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we are also on the air on Sundays. And we're there at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we begin with Holy Communion. We begin our celebration with Holy Communion. And we pray that you'll decide to join us. Amen? Now I need to answer a question that somebody asked me a few days ago. We've talked about this before. This isn't new, but maybe I need to say it again. The opening prayer that I pray while you all are in agreement and placing your scriptures with your sword of the Spirit in the chat room, you do not pray that by yourself. You will bring on more warfare than you have ever had in your entire life, and it might cost you your life. Amen? We only pray that when we're together in a group. I lead it, and you come into agreement. You can use your prayer language. You can say amen. You can play scriptures in the chat room, and that's what we do. Amen? You do not, under any circumstance, attempt to pray these prayers on your own. Now, for those who haven't heard that before, this is real. Amen? This is very real. So please heed the warning. Amen? Please heed the warning, because it's an important warning. We don't tell you to do that. The Holy Spirit didn't tell you to do that. Jesus didn't tell you to do that. The Father didn't tell you to do that. That was your bright idea. And your bright idea often gets you into trouble anyway. So let's be obedient. We want you to be alive. And you're not trained to do that. It took decades to train me. Jesus started training me as a child. So, let's everybody stay in our lane. You know, we promised Brother Bill that we would. So, praise the Lord. We're going to pray that prayer together. Amen? Amen. That's the way we do it. Together. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, come before you, Lord, asking forgiveness for our sin. We thank you, Lord, that you are the forgiver of sin, and we receive your forgiveness for our sins, Lord. Each of us will discuss what we've done or not done with you, but as the body, we come before you seeking forgiveness. Some of us have just had the wrong attitude, and some of us have just not obeyed Scripture. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, asking that you wash us in the blood, Lord. Cover our sins with the blood, Lord Jesus. We seek to live lives pleasing to you, but sometimes we fall short. So, Father, thank you for forgiving us. We forgive all such that should be forgiven. Whomever has done anything to us or to our family member, whether we know about it or whether we don't yet, we forgive them in Jesus' name. Because if we do not forgive, you will not forgive us. If we walk in grudges and bitternesses and hard feelings, you will not forgive us. You said that in the Bible, and we believe you. So we are forgiving everyone that should be forgiven, those that cut us off in traffic, those that we had to blow the horn at, whatever it was, even the inconveniences of life, we forgive in Jesus' name. So we want to thank you, Lord, for covering us, for forgiving us, for protecting us, for healing us. All those words that came to us, Lord, that were not kind, that went in his wounds, we pull them out now in the name of Jesus. We hand them to the Holy Spirit. He'll handle it. We trust him. And we thank you for your blood stripes going deep within, healing the hurt, Lord, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord. You're toughening us up. We can take a lick and keep on ticking. We're happy. Thank you, Lord. We need to grow up. We need to mature. We need to let go of our childish ways, our wicked ways, our hateful ways. We need to live in righteousness before you, and we're seeking you to do just that. So we want to thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. You're wonderful. You are our counselor. You're the mighty God. You're our Prince of Peace. And we receive your peace tonight in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we love you. We want to take a moment, Lord, to say that we love you. Yes, we do. We love you. And we trust you. We want to thank you for every time you've answered a prayer, even when the prayer was in our hearts and didn't make it out of our mouths. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every little special blessing that we received that we thought, wow, I didn't even pray about this yet, but you answered the prayer. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every time we came up to a challenge and we didn't know what to do and you showed us the way and you opened the way up to us. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for solving problems that we didn't even know were there. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for making life easier for us because you love us. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the victories that you've provided for us. We thank you for every time that we overcame because we owe it all to you. We can't take credit, Lord. We owe it all to you. Whatever accolades and whatever honors, whatever tributes, whatever glory comes to us in this life, we give it to you because we're not our own. We were bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with dust. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you for the word. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So we will walk in divine health because you're the God who heals all our diseases, and by your stripes we have been healed. We want to thank you because your joy, Lord, is our strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for showing off in us so that others can see you in us and give you glory because you live in us, Lord, because you're real. You know there are people everywhere, Lord, waiting to meet a real Christian. They've met churchgoers. They've met religious people. But they're still waiting to meet a real Christian. They've heard things about Jesus Christ, but they've never met anybody who acts like him and does things that he did. So, Lord, build us up to be what you desire for us to be, so that people everywhere can see that Jesus Christ is real, because they can see him living in us. Amen? Can see Jesus living in us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments against the righteous and all satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. And we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his power in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting, listening, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all technology, electronic, and digital demons and their attacks. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits in Jesus' name, all sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the voice of the charmers in Jesus' name, and we send their attacks back too. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, mystic rituals and their intent, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, EMF attacks, anything off the satellites and off the cell towers. We bind the work of every druid. We bind our electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind our 5G attacks in Jesus' name. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu practices. North American, South American, Caribbean, Latin American, Jamaican, Australian, European, Pan-Asian, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Native groups, tribal groups, indigenous peoples, In Jesus' name, all black and white magic, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the growers, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, attack, undermine, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generation of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name, including every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe in fantasy, la-la land, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, temptation to sin, all goddesses and all gods in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Kali, Mammon, Apollyon, Atlas, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Python, Basilic, and Molech. And we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, designs, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, every Masonic ceremony, all their powers, and their aro, even the work of the Demole and their elements, in Jesus' name. All arositera associated organizations as well. Lord, we ask you to uncover some of the evil works. The Bible says you'll uncover everything that the Masonics have been doing. And we thank you for your judgment, the judgment of the righteous judge concerning those things, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accordance with Calvary, Father. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Yes, we do have a commander-in-chief. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, and all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, but particularly those that are being persecuted in Jesus' name, no matter how the persecution is being taken out. We pray for them, Lord. We ask that you strengthen them and to supply them with whatever they may need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We disconnect from ourselves. The spirit that has followed us, was sent to us, transferred to us, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command it to leave us now in Jesus' holy name. Bind all spirits that come through the computers when we open web pages. We bind every spirit coming across the computer lines, and we return them and any curses. We bind any spirits that came in our yard or in our homes or in anywhere near our vehicles that were transported through birds in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to thank you for that. We cover our vehicles and the road we travel on with the blood of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over any animals or demons or spirits that are crossing the road so that they don't cross our path. We thank you that your angels go forth before us in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, bad dreams, nightmares, demons that harass us when we try to sleep. And we forbid them to continue in Jesus' name. We send them right back where they came from. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind their works. And we thank you, Father, for your protection as we sleep. And we thank you for the wall of fiery wall of protection around us. We give you praise, Lord. We pull out all fiery darts. We pull out all voodoo pins. We pull out all needles, all spears, all witchcraft sent to us, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. And we do it right now in Jesus' holy name. Praise the Lord. We don't wait till we can't move our back. Pick them out just like we're picking out a needle, our finger. Pull it out. Send it back in Jesus' name. Throw it right back in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We burn all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, all ungodly soul ties, and cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit, all attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consent, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, any form of agreement with the demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. We destroy and tear down walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and all such. We break the power of all the curses, love spells, vexes, hexes, charms, wishes, spells, psychic warfare, voodoo, magic, mind control, potions, bewitchments, death spirits, sickness, torment, pain, destruction, psychic powers, scents and candle burnings, root works, crystals, prayer chains, all the chanting, all the hoodoo in the name of Jesus, all the tribal rituals and sins, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. It can no longer attack us. We bind the angels of light. That are actually not of God. They are just mimicking. And we turn them over to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus erases all evil lines on any of our body parts, our soul, our will, or our emotions in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We bind spirits of wizardry, jealousy, envy, and spirits of bondage in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen, amen, and amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 144, and our verse for meditation comes from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 14, featured ebook, is Spirit of Rejection, Deliverance Root System. Now, there are plenty of you out there that have been rejected enough in life that you should know to read this book. Amen? Amen. Many problems can be solved simply by reading what has been written. Amen? Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Praise the Lord. So, saints, tonight we're going to talk about a subject a little differently than we normally talk about it, because God is trying to get us to change some of our habits. Amen? We have some habits. Some of us grew up with these habits, and we learned these habits. Amen? And God is trying to get us to change them so that our lives line up with the Word of God. Amen? So tonight, our subject is Let God Know. Let God Know. N-O-W. Saints, have you ever had a day that was so full of panic that even after the situation was resolved, the residue of fear colors your outlook. It's one of those days where traumatic, unexpected things just seem to pop up. And then all of a sudden, they just pop up everywhere, like popcorn. And by the time you get around, you try to adjust yourself, bonding to the first thing, the second thing happens, and then the third thing, and then the next thing. And by the time it's all over, you're exhausted. You're just drained. And you go to bed trying to recover from it all. But the next day when you wake up, you feel like something hits you, like somebody ran over you with a truck. Well, saints, God knows about those kinds of days because they do happen. They happen to believers and they happen to unbelievers. But God has something for us. He has a word for us tonight to help us. Amen. To help us when we go through those kinds of days. You know, it's like we had a sandstorm, we had a rainstorm, we had a blizzard, and then we had a hurricane all at one time. And that's pretty much how it feels. So, and if you have not ever had that experience, keep living. Amen? Keep living. More is in store. When these situations arise, we need a few moments with the Lord to tell him about our troubles and concerns. We need him in a few minutes. We have to have a pause in the call so we can talk to Jesus. We can talk to our Heavenly Father. We can talk to the Holy Spirit. It's important. It's important. It's very important to us at those moments. Yes, the Lord already knows. He knows. But the point is this. We must learn to trust him more. We must learn. That means we have to have experiences in life that challenge us to trust him more. And we have to rise to the occasion. We have to see the opportunity. The situation is not just the next headache that came to hit me, and not just, okay, here comes the devil yet again, but it's also an opportunity to grow in trust and faith. Amen? Amen. It's another opportunity. Remember, we talked not too long ago that this was the season of testing and that we were going to get tested. That's right. We talked about that. You might want to go back and recast that broadcast. It was on a Sunday morning, I think. So, we have to learn to look at our situations not just as the next horrendous thing that has landed on us and threatening to crush us, but this is an opportunity to trust the Lord more. All of us need to learn this, regardless of our experiences in the Lord. There is no room for spiritual pride here. Everyone has places in their lives where they need to learn to trust the Lord even more than they do now. So in his wisdom, our Lord allows situations to occur to challenge us to obey his word. We spent all this time, I've been giving you all these scriptures. Sometimes you got a lot, sometimes you got fewer. But you've taken notes and you got all these scriptures and you're learning all these scriptures. Well, guess what? We have to live by these scriptures too. We have to do what they say. It's nice to memorize them, but when the challenge comes, that's when we're supposed to use them. That's when we're supposed to obey them. That's our instructions for overcoming. Amen? That's what they're there for, to help us to do things God's way. They're there to put guardrails on the left and guardrails on the right so that we don't get out of our lane. That's right. So, the Lord invites us to share every single care and every single concern with Him. He invites us to do it. And some of us think it's a hassle to do it. Put yourself through more trouble than you have to when you don't. Amen? Let's look at this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. I remember years ago, this was a long, long time ago, when I first started placing this scripture down in my spirit. I did a lot of concentrated time doing that. And whenever a situation would arise, I would quote this scripture to myself. I would tell myself what to do. Because this scripture gives you specific instructions on what to do when calamities happen all around you and happen to you continually. When the day comes, when they're popping up like popcorn pops, like popcorn kernels pop, troubles are popping up everywhere just like that, this is the scripture you use. This is what you do. Even if it's just one thing happening, we have instructions from the Lord to help us to get through the situation. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, first of all, you're going to have to get rid of some pride, some stubbornness, some unwillingness in order to do this. You're going to have to reach for some humility because you need it to do this. Prior to coming to the Lord, you were forever trying to handle all your problems and all your issues on your own. You figured your shoulders were broad enough, you were tough enough, and you could figure it out. But that's not the Lord's plan for His people. That's not what our instructions tell us to do. Our instructions tell us to first cast all of our care upon Him. It doesn't say sit up and figure out what you're going to do about it. Well, I'll just. No, that's not the instruction. The instruction is to cast all your care upon Him. And when we fail to do this, we're in disobedience. Amen. The Lord tells us to aggressively roll. Yes, you know, like a steamroller rolls, we need to roll over all our worries onto Him. I can remember when I first started doing this. I would see myself throwing a basketball into the hoop and Jesus catching the ball when it comes through the hoop. Every care was like a basketball I throw it up and let Jesus catch it. Now, that might sound a bit childish and simplistic, but way back then, it worked for me. It helped me to get it in my mind that every time something happened, I was not supposed to rely on my logic and my wit and my this and my that and my great intelligence. No, I was supposed to cast it on the Lord first. Sometimes you kind of have to help yourself out. Amen? But my question is, the Lord has invited us to do this, and he wants us to be serious about this being a established practice in our life. But do we always do this? I can tell you what. We're tired. We're about to collapse. But do we do it every single time? No. And that's what the Lord is wanting us to change. He's wanting us to do it every single time. Amen? Human beings tend to operate out of their bodies, out of their mind, out of their will, out of their emotions, out of their conscience. That's how human beings do it. But our spirit man enables us to relate to our God. Even if we succeed in using these capacities to their maximum, we often neglect our spirit man. The Lord wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with each of us and to be involved in the things that matter to us. So you see, when we do not cast our care upon him first and we charge off in our own strength, trying to do our own thing, we have disobeyed the Lord. And I know you're thinking, well, I can figure this out. Well, you know, you've done that a few times in life, and it turned out terrible. Why risk it? Amen? Why risk it? Some of you think that it's your job to pick out somebody that you think is nice, and you like them, and you want to court them. Well, that's not the original plan. The original plan works this way. God chooses the person. And then God brings the person to the other person. That's the original plan. Plans have a tendency to have extra problems. And some of us have such serious problems and issues in our lives that we need to forget about that part of life for a while. We need to put it in the deep freeze because we need to get our own lives straight first. You know, I can remember when I was ministering to a singles group. And they, many of them, not all, but many of them wanted a spouse. Oh, and they want their spouse to be like this, and they want them to be like that, and they want them to be like the other. Well, when the Lord stood me up to the podium to speak, I said, this is what the problem is. Many of you are wanting this near perfect person. But if you actually took the time to look at your own life, you can see that it's in such bad and ill repair that you need to forget about that other stuff and get your own act together. You need to get straight yourself. You've got messes in your life left over from before Christ that still have not cleaned up. But you want to drag some other nice little Christian into your mess. Is that fair? Is that love? Is that right? It got quiet in the room back then. Amen? You see, that's not right. Why would you have such a, I mean, horrendous messes, big messes, not little messes, big messes. But you want to drag somebody else's life into the mess. No. Get your act cleaned up. What do you have to present to the other person? Your messes. And you still needs more deliverance. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, the Lord wants to be involved in the things that matter to us. The Lord invites us to cast our cares. Yes, our anxieties. That's what they're termed these days, anxieties. Mm-hmm. On him, because he is far more, and I say far more, capable of bearing our burdens and managing our issues than we are. Amen. You may say amen or oh me, whichever you prefer. The Lord never tells us to figure it all out on our own. No, he doesn't tell us that. We act that way out of our own foolishness, pride, stubbornness, and rebellion. Amen. The Lord does not desire for us to weightlift the stresses and harsh realities of this life on our own. Have you ever seen those weightlifters? Huge. They have to position and then lift it over their heads and hold it while the people time it, and it looks like they're God didn't call us to do that with our problem. Oh. We don't. Amen. Not what he's wanting for his people. He doesn't want to us to try to weightlift every stress, every hard thing, things that come. Know him. Our shoulders aren't meant for that. We are instructed to roll each of our cares and concerns and anxieties onto him. So if you roll it onto him, then it's not on you anymore, now is it? And you don't feel weighed down, and you don't feel burdened with a load of care. And you don't feel wiped out either. Praise the Lord. It's getting awfully quiet out there. Amen. If you actually practice this and you actually do this scripture every single time, then your shoulders don't droop over. And you don't have stress headaches. Why? Because you're not carrying the burden of your care. The Lord is. Amen. So, we are instructed to roll each of our cares, each of our concerns, each of our anxieties onto him. not your roommate, not your neighbor, not your relative, not your children, not your coworker, not your spouse, him. We're supposed to roll the cares and concerns on him. Let God know first. That's what he wants. That's what he tells us to do. And that's what we should do. Psalm 1, verse 1. Psalm 1, verse 1 talks to us about not receiving counsel that God doesn't want us to have. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We can't just receive counsel from any place. Our counsel must be anointed by the Lord. It must come from him. Now, he might use someone's mouth. He might use an article. He might use something that's written. He might use scriptures. He might use a lot of things. But it's got to come from him. He's got to be the source. And just because maybe it's a Christian, you still have to check out from the Lord if that's him. Is that his counsel? Is that his counsel? Amen. In 2 Samuel chapter 13, 2 Samuel chapter 13, this is a story about receiving horrid counsel, turned out with horrible results. It happened in David's family when his children, among his children. And we will begin at verse 1, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend. Say, Amnon had a friend, whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. He had a little sneakiness with him. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. He's cooked up a plan, you see. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. He followed this ungodly counsel and advice. You see, it wasn't that Amnon didn't know who God was. It wasn't that Amnon didn't know how to pray, because his father was David, who worshiped all the time and prayed all the time. So it wasn't that he was unfamiliar with God or how to serve him or how to worship him or how to pray to him and receive answers. Amen. The faith was not a foreign thing to Amnon. He was raised up in it. So he made himself sick, and when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat it at her hand. Now when the king came to see him, he could have quite honestly said to the king, I want to tell you that I'm in love with my brother's sister, with Tamar. He could have come clean and been honest and truthful. But no, that's not what he did. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cake. She took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. So they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber that I may eat of thine hand. Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me. For no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out for me and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. Then the servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. So you see, Amnon had several opportunities to do the right thing. He had these intense feelings, but there was a right way to handle them. He had several opportunities to do the right thing, but no, he took the advice, the ill advice, the ungodly counsel of his friend. And you see, it turned out terribly. And it eventually caused him to lose his life. So, we need to learn to let God know first. Then, we are to ask him for what we need. God is greater than our pounding heart. Jesus is greater than our panic-driven thoughts. Jesus is greater than our stomach and not. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than the lump in our throat. There is no righteous reason to jump to conclusion. There is no righteous reason to jump to conclusion. No one deserves to experience your usual meltdown either. So, let's take a deep breath of faith and obey the word. Logic only goes so far, but faith goes the distance. So when our patience is tested, let's pass the test. Amen? Let's pass the test. A smart dean once said, anxiety is the interest paid on trouble before it's due. Think about that. He said, anxiety is the interest that is paid on trouble before it is due. Pretty bad, you know? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, the Lord Jesus has some words for us. Yes, he does. He says to us, take no thought. Take no thought. That's what he says. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Really? That's what he said. Take no thought about what? One, for your life. Two, what you're going to eat. I know some of us, that's a main priority. But he says, take no thought what you're going to eat. Amen? None at all. What you're going to drink. What you're going to wear. That's what he says. Those are our instructions, saints. So, do you sin by doing it your way? Well, I never thought about it like that, Pastor. Well, maybe you should. In verse 26, Jesus tells us to observe the birds. They don't plant. They don't harvest. They don't have storage units. But our Father always feeds all of them. He asks us, aren't you worth more than the birds? If you worry, will you grow any taller? Why are you worried about clothes? The lilies do not work, neither do they weave or sew. But Solomon, in all of his glory, was not better dressed than they are. Amen? Amen. That's what God has to say to us, that no matter how elegantly and stately Solomon was dressed, he didn't outdo the lilies. He wouldn't have made the runway. The lilies would have. So, in verse 30, the Lord says to us, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you,
O ye of little faith?
You should ask yourself that question. So our Father is saying that we need to grow up in our faith in him. Too much childishness is too much childishness. It's time to grow up. It's time to believe in his love for us. So when the air conditioner goes out, you don't go into a panic. And you don't immediately call a credit union up and say, I need to take out a loan. My air conditioner just went out, and I don't know how much it's going to be, but I need to take out a loan. You don't do that first, dear. No, you do 1 Peter 5:7 first. And then you sit there for a moment and you thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to you and for his answers. And somewhere in the midst of all of that, the answer that he wants you to use will come up in your spirit. Amen? Verse 31, he says it to us again, take no thought. How does he know we're taking thought? Because we open our mouths and we talk about, well, Lord, what am I going to eat? And what am I going to drink? And what am I going to wear to work tomorrow? He says, don't take any thought for these things. Is that how you live? Amen? Do you think about this? Say, yes, Pastor, I think about this. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Those people that don't even know God spend their time being concerned about these matters. He said, don't run around like that, behaving as if you don't have a heavenly Father, because your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. He's not shocked. He's not surprised. He's not caught off guard. Amen. That's what he said. The sinners are running after all these. Are you still acting as if you have no Father in heaven? Your heavenly Father knows and cares and provides. Amen? He knows, he cares, and he provides. So in verse 33, he tells us what we should be focused on. Yes, he does. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be what? Added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Why worry about tomorrow? Are you in control of tomorrow? Our Father will give us we need if we give him first place in our lives and live as he instructs us to. That's what he's saying. He said, you're running around acting like the heathen. Problems, issues, concerns, calamities, emergencies pop up. Before you can catch yourself, you're acting the same way you used to. And he's saying, no, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Get a hold of yourself. Get a grip. And come to him first and cast your care upon him first. That's right. Roll your care, your concern, your anxiety, that knot in your stomach, that lump in your throat onto him. And begin to thank him and praise him and ask him for what you need. And what does he say will happen? He says a miracle happens when that happens. That's what he says. He's got a miracle waiting for you, but you've got to receive it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, the Bible says, to every purpose there is time and judgment. To every purpose there is time and judgment. Our Heavenly Father owns tomorrow. He owns tomorrow. And the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, and if there are any more days after that, he owns them all. He is the Ancient of Days. He owns time. He will take care of tomorrow, too. It is enough to live one day at a time. Our Heavenly Father is greater than our worried heart and knows more about us than we do ourselves. Amen. He knows all about us. Yes, he does. He knows all about us. We need to fling open the doors for our Father to intervene in every situation in our lives. You know, we don't have to spend a whole weekend being puzzled and perplexed trying to figure it out, while the situation just keeps going on and on and on and on. And as it rolls, it starts to pull in some strife and some confusion and all of this and all of that. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do it that way anymore. Other people all around us can be in a tizzy, but we don't have to be that way. Can be in an uproar, but we don't have to be that way. So, we will in turn receive far better results with our Father's power at work than we do if we depend only on our own limited resources. You know, we don't have to work out every single thing about every situation. Amen. Our faith is also built up by watching and experiencing concrete, specific, in this world answers to our prayers as they unfold over time in our lives. I'll say that again. Our faith is also built up by watching and experiencing concrete, specific, in this world answers to our prayers as they unfold over time in our lives. We watch God confirm the scriptures in our lives. He said he would supply. We have a situation. We come to him and we watch him supply.
We say we have a hindrance. We go to him, and we watch him work it out. We can't find a way to get it done, and we watch him in real time every day in our lives make a way where there was no way. But God is saying to us, he wants us to do it every single time, every single time, every single time. He wants us to come up higher. He wants us to be more disciplined with it. He wants us to do it all the time. The more that we watch God answer our prayers, saints, the more confident we become in trusting his word. The more that we watch God answer our prayers, the more confident we become in trusting his word. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do. See, he's able. You may not be able. Your neighbor might not be able. Your relative or your coworker or your friend or your boss might not be able, but he's able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly. He exceeds abundance and far above all that we can ask or think. So if you can think it up to ask it or think it, God can do more. God can do greater. God can surpass it. He's well able to do it. He's got the power. You know, those other people keep claiming something about a higher power, but whatever power that is, evidently isn't high enough. He's able to exceed it according to the power that worketh in us. Well, who is the power that works in us? I'll let you answer that. That's your quiz question. Amen? Saints, when we feel faint and out of gas, our Father will refresh us. When the calamity has come and bopped you and knocked the wind out of you, our Father will come and refresh us. He will do this. He loves us. And he'll remind us that he was standing right there waiting. Said, I'm waiting for you to come to me. You don't have to get the wind knocked out of you. Amen? Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44, beginning with verse 3. I really do love this scripture. He says, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. You see, he will come and refresh us. We need not be fooled or drained by our emotions. Our Father understands weaknesses and vulnerability. Rest in the Lord. Trust in him. The word of God will strengthen and empower you because his words are spirit and his life to us. So, in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 6, the Lord says to us, be careful or be anxious for nothing. There is absolutely, positively nothing that you should be anxious and worried and overwhelmed and overly concerned about. Remember when you were little, they used to sing this song, he's got the whole world in his hand? Well, guess what? This is his footstool. He can handle it. But in everything, see, there it is again, everything, every single thing, by prayer and supplication, by prayer and specific request, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto your neighbor, unto your roommate, unto your enemy. No, unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Peace in your heart, peace in your mind, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen, saints? We need to take the Lord up on his offer. You see, there are people who spend their time going to sit on somebody's couch to pour out all of their troubles and all of their worries and pay those people a nice lump sum. But when they get up, their problems are still there, nothing solved. You don't have to do it that way, say. You can learn to obey Jesus, and you can learn to do what the scriptures say to do. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you got something out of this message tonight. I know I did. It's time for change, saint. It's time for us to change. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful message. And it's just so easy, saint, when you make Jesus your BFF, that there's no problems. Praise you, Lord, for that. I just praise you, Lord. RT has a praise report. Praise the Lord for Dr. Pat's emergency house cleaning sermon. I listened to it again today and anointed my home. Thank you, Jesus. Now, RT went into the archives, found what she needed, and it really helped her. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. And Caroline says, she has a praise report. I had warfare, but I got several breakthroughs, just a few down. I have a new anointing. My neck is free. My joints are stronger. The swellings are shrinking today because I released some people and I forgave them. The Lord showed me that unforgiveness I had in my subconscious mind. And we just give you praise for that, Lord. We praise you, Lord. NRT has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for the hair prayer that Brother Bill posted a while back. My hair has grown so much, I pray it continues to grow. I had to cut it off because it was so damaged months ago. Now it is really growing, and it's getting thicker. And praise you, God, for making it thicker. I already have fine hair. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And I will put that hair prayer back in there, and the root cause of that is pride and haughtiness. And whenever you repent of that, then the Lord starts growing it. Whenever I had all my hair falling out in the shower, every time I take a shower, I ask the Lord about it. And he showed me that in Isaiah chapter 3, and I broke that curse, commanded my hair to grow, and he grew my hair back. My brother has a 2-inch bald spot on the crown of his head, but I have a full head of hair. Praise you, Lord, for that. I just praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. You're worthy of all of our praise. YDM has a praise report. God's timing is perfect. I was attacked in my dreams during the fast, and I learned to use the dream protocol as prescribed. I use the dream protocol prayer as an offensive and defensive weapon. This practice put this protocol in my memory. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, you've got to continue learning the dream protocol and take authority over your dreams, and it will help you. You've got to do it God's way. Pastor Sabrina was given that dream protocol years ago, and once you'll start doing it that way, it will make things so much easier, because that's where a lot of you are getting defeated when you're sleeping. And we just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your dream protocol. Praise you, Lord, how you're teaching our hands to fight. And YDM has a praise report. I thank you, God, for bringing me to a higher level of spiritual warfare. I feel a freshness in my spirit. Praise you, Lord. We praise you for that. Stacy has a praise report. I finally realized how I was being hypnotized to fight with my mother. We were out yesterday shopping. I joyfully said, oh, I brought something like this before. She grumbled, a lot of good it did you. Then I saw some popcorn, and I said joyfully, it looks like popcorn doesn't have stuff in it and that I can't eat. She grumbled, you just ate. She had just eaten also, and we were food shopping. I challenged her on what she said, and she replied, I didn't say that. She was not even aware of the family demons using her voice to attack me. Well, I'm aware of it now. Praise God. He is so good. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. She's growing. She's learning. Margaret, praise report. R passed her intermediate exam with good grades. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And R visited her brother a few days ago, and they had a good time together and want to meet again. We give you praise for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you for restoring that relationship. And in case this, praise God, he helped us to come together as a family and to find his solution for an ongoing problem we've been having. We are looking forward to implementing it. Thank you, Father, for God unto all righteousness. Thank you for your understanding and grace. We give you praise for that, Lord. Yes, you're restoring everything. Thank you, Lord. Dana has a praise report. A cauldron of hawks flew over my house today in a multicircular formation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation taught by the Holy Spirit in this ministry. I sent all curses back to the point of origin per scripture, covenant, and commanded the spirits to eat their own flesh and drink their own blood. I don't know where they went, but they disappeared immediately. Bless your holy name. You are worthy of all of our honor and praise. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. You're teaching the saints how to fight. The prayer warriors are growing. Claudette has a praise report. Feed the streets with success. Father, thank you for the idea you gave. Inviting the people to help feed those in need has lit a fire in their hearts. Guide me on how you want me to do it. Father, thank you for your love and support. I love you always. Praise you, Lord. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord. Bro has a praise report. Thank you, Father, for protecting my garage when a large tree branch fell down during a dust storm, just missing the roof. Praise the Lord indeed, considering all joy that we have some firewood, too. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That tickled me. Your mercy endures forever as I continue praying in agreement with all your prayers. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. MM has a praise report. I remember Pastor's words from yesterday when she said, God deeply loves you all. I have been asking the Lord to direct me to a Christian doctor. I became tired and a little discouraged due to all the New Age ones out there. I had been stubborn in the past with not going to get checkups and depended on God's grace over me because I had been healthy and strong most of my life. I had become slack and formed a negative diet. I confess this to God many times because it seems as though I brought on my own health problems. But times are changing and God's starting me on a new way. He's delivering me. I know it. To conclude, this morning I completed and consulted with a doctor who identified herself as a Christian because she heard me give praise to God. She agreed to see me as a patient. I'll be responsible to this temple God has loaned me going forward in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that praise report. Amori has a praise report. During the fast, Heavenly Father showed me the school he wants me to attend. Originally, 3 years ago, I graduated from high school. I've gotten accepted into it now, but I was following my own plan and decided to attend another school. I've repented, but long story short, the Lord wants me to attend this school and pursue the major in biology. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And she says, I'm learning to hear the Lord more clearly. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're teaching us all how to do that. And Amy has a praise report. The Lord has been working with me for a while on criticism and judging others. On last Friday sermon, who is the judge? I was paying close attention, but when it came to Romans 2:4, or despises thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. It was like a major light bulb went off on the why. I had been operating in it's not God's way, you know. Praise you, Lord. You're breaking through to all of us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Rosette says, praise God for MIC Church. Father, I thank you for your leaders who are sticking it out to teach us all the precepts and principles on how to stand on the word to fight battles. Praise you, Lord, for that. You're teaching us all how to fight. AK has a praise report. Thank you, God, for delivering me from the spirit that makes you believe lying is the only way to be safe. Thank you for showing me that lying is not the way to be accepted. Praise you, Lord, for breaking through to AK. And Trish, praise you, Lord Jesus, for an answered prayer. I passed my PMP exam today. I never had time to study, but when I was able to study, I wasn't motivated. Today, I Father God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, for wisdom and knowledge to pass the exam. During the exam, I was unsure of an answer. I asked the Holy Ghost to guide me, and he did. Praise you, King Jesus. All honor, glory, and praise to the Lord in the highest. I was humbled. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And these are wonderful praise reports. I just give you all the praise, all the glory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. These are marvelous praise reports. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, they are. They are quite marvelous. Amen. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen. It's so good, saints, to hear of your growth and your overcoming and your victories in faith. Amen? You're actually applying what you hear, the Word of God, to your everyday life. And God's getting a hold of many of you. Now, there are some of you, when we come up, And it's not because you don't have the ability. You actually have a computer. And you haven't started putting your scriptures in when we're doing warfare yet. I want to challenge you to do so. Everybody else is doing it. You don't have to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else in the chat room put their scriptures in. You can put yours in too. Amen. You can put your prayer request, no matter how simple you may think it is, in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, just like everybody else. No, you don't ask the saints to pray for you. You pray to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, and you let your Father know what you need and what you want. You put a couple of scriptures down there that you're standing on, and we'll come into agreement with you. And then we'll watch God move in your life. Amen? So some of you need to stop sitting on the sideline, sitting in the bleachers, sitting in the dugout, watching everybody else on the field, running the race, and doing what God says to do. And going, well, one day I'll do that. No, today is the day. One day doesn't ever come. Today is the day. He says, if you hear his voice, don't pretend you don't hear it. Don't harden your heart. Don't sit there in fear. Don't sit there in doubt. Move out. Do what he's saying to do. Amen? Some of you sit there and listen, but you don't want to actively participate when we're on the air. Well, I don't think you're going to get away with that. Amen? I don't think you're going to get away with that. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you can start telling yourself that you need to place your prayer request into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You need to start telling yourself that you need to come up in the chat room during the week and see what Pastor posted, if she posted anything. And probably some of your brothers and sisters posted some. You need to start telling yourself that you're going to put your scriptures into the chat room when we're doing warfare. You need to start telling yourself that you're going to listen to the end of the broadcast when we're doing warfare about specific things that God wants us to pray about. Sitting on the sidelines won't solve a thing. Actively participating pleases the Lord. Amen? We welcome you and invite you to actively participate in Jesus' holy name. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go to our guest call-in. Amen? So when I call your area code, be ready. That's right, be ready. The guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen? Amen. So area code 8138. You're on the air now in Jesus' name.
That will be me. Greetings in the name of Jesus to every one of you all, and I thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling because I want to start out with a testimony tonight. You know, I work and I have to take care of my mother and everything, and I don't really have any help but from the Lord, because my help comes from the Lord, so I'm not going to say I don't have any help, but early, you know, from people. I was cleaning her up earlier, and you know, because I kind of fell asleep in the room. I can't leave her by herself in the room, so I fell asleep in her Jerry chair. I get a nice little fleece over myself up right there. So I was, you know, I got up and I started cleaning her up, and I noticed that her mouth starting to salivate a lot. So I was just kind of like, okay, I kept swabbing her mouth to get the saliva out. But then as she start, then I hear like she can't breathe, like she starts choking and her eyes popping up. So just like you was teaching us the other day, you said we should take a chance and come against the strong man in your house. I don't know what it was, but I come against the strong man in the name of Jesus. And then she stopped choking, and, you know, she said, thank you. I said, what was happening? She said, something was going on with her. So I give God the glory, the honors, and the praise for you using your mouth as an orator to teach us the things. You know, and I know a lot of times we resist, but saints, we got to learn to listen to our church leaders. And because she could have just died, her lungs felt like she was gurgling, you know, because I listened to what Pastor said and I came against the strong man and I started praying, and I didn't have anybody to back me up there, but, you know, I said, whatever happened in the earth happens in the heaven. Whatever we bind in the earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in the earth is loose in heaven. So I stood on that concept and I just bound the strong man. I took a chance and I said, yeah, I know I'm by myself and I'm not supposed to pray those kind of dangerous prayers because they're dangerous to us. And I bind the strong man in the house, and I take authority, and I start returning the sender. Because, Pastor, I'm going to confess something. I'm one of those people I struggled for years about returning to sender. And I searched the Bible, and I kept on like, am I doing the right thing searching, returning to sender, and stuff like that. So when I started returning to sender, and I bind the strong man and take authority and dominion over it, you know, things. And then she said to me, after she stopped choking, she said, thank you, Jesus, thank you. You know, because she's been very vocal these days, you know, when she couldn't do that. Second thing I want to ask for some prayer, because when they released my mother in the house, because, like I said, I'm a novice to a lot of these things, and, you know, like I said, we should ask the Lord. They released my mom hospice in home, and I noticed that there's a bunch of weird stuff happening, so I started challenging these people because that's what I do for a living and that's what I only know to do. And that, like I said, we shouldn't be doing this in ourselves, but the nurse came and he was talking to me and he said, ask me if I know what hospice is. I said, she's in home. I said, why don't you tell me? So he's telling me that they only stay, you know, the people that comes in hospice to us, they only here with us for 6 months. I said, sir, who do you think you are? I said, when do you think it's okay for you to take people's life? I said, what do you mean she's only going to be with you guys for 6 months or less? I said, how do you know when somebody's going to die unless you're ushering them into that? So I started looking at the name of the place because I have it on my refrigerator door, but because I'm so tired, everything is on me. I looked at the thing, and I gazed from him, and I looked at the refrigerator. I said, so you're killing people. That's what you're doing? I said, you're not going to kill my mother. And they send me some weird packet with some stuff in there and telling me not to open it. And me, I'm a police officer. That's not going to sit well with me. You're not going to give me a mystery box, a Pandora box, and don't think I'm going to look in there, because I'm going to look in there one way or the other. So that's that. But beside all of that, the high traffic in my house, Pastor, I can barely keep up, and I'm just asking for prayer for myself, because it's like I'm always praying for somebody else, but for myself, I feel like I've been wounded a little bit, and I just need some deliverance this evening, because there's a thing that just keep moving. Every time I start praying or I start reading the Bible, it moves, and I know I bind it, and it stays there. As soon as I start praying again or pick up the Bible, or start, just like tonight when you were praying, that thing was very active. And I'm not going to sit around here and just, you know, like you said, with pride and all of that stuff and think I know everything. Yes, I'm a strong person because God made me that way. I didn't make myself. But when you need help, you have to ask for help. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for our sisters. And we want to thank you for giving boldness and courage to our sisters to do what we've been telling everyone to do. You see, that's in your house. That's not in somebody else's house. That's in your house. You have authority in your house. And any demon that's in your house, you can tell him that you're bound in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're the caretaker for your mother. Any strong man that comes to attack her, you can bind it. She'll be in agreement. And we'll be in agreement in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any devil that has found its way through the open door of weariness into your body, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over it. We uproot it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut it from its mooring in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We chain it with eternal chains under darkness. And we command it to come up and out, to go into the cage in Jesus' name. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus, come out of her. That moving spirit, you come right out of her in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. It doesn't matter what your name is, how long you've been there, how you got there. None of that matters. What matters is, in the name of Jesus, we command you to come out. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to war against the spirit that's been warring against our sister in Jesus' name and making it come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. We cut the Holy Spirit says something was left in your house that you need to find.
Amen. Amen.
Come on out of it in the name of Jesus. Break up and go in Jesus' name. Break up and go in the name of Jesus. Yarikisa de Barusha Lady Dioso Tarabrika de Osota. Runga Babasha to Regese Memorocota. Yarre Leleoso to Robrikes Lady Diosota Rikisa. Irisida de Diosunda de Brisa Bababasha to Regi. Risa Lady Dioso to Riki Bababasha and Riki. Esha Mamma Bouche Riki City de Bru. Yarre Leleosunda de Brisha Tarabruca de Diosaha. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of death that follow hospice. In Jesus' name. Death spirits that follow hospice. Premature death spirits that come with hospice. Isha mama mama kusha tada brusa tada broka de said that a broka de dia that I rokoto robrisete. We command the spirits to leave the home now in the name of Jesus. Every one of them, come up and out. Leave the home now. Father, we thank you for the angel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We send them to the feet of Jesus for judgment, and we bind all reinforcements in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that spoken curse of the 6 months. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Any other evil pronouncement, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the thought and the word and the action. That have come to defile and corrupt the holy home in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man there in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut each of our sisters free from the strong man in Jesus' name. We chain the strong man and all of his underlings in Jesus' holy name. And we command them all to leave the home and to go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Amen.
Amen.
Even things written. We bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Riki de Rebrusha, Ladiasa Tarabreke, Lady Diosota, Raka Terebrisa Tarabruca, Lady Diosota, Rabresa, Lady Dioso. We bind the spirit that thinks it has control over who leaves the planet and who doesn't. Rid de Rebrusha, de Rebreke, Lady Diosota, Ring de Rebrusha, Lady Diosota, Rabreke, Esheta. He is the King of Kings, he is the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is Lord over all. He has the keys of death, hell. We speak life over them in Jesus' name. We speak life and that more abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your ministering spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your ministering spirits. Father, we thank you for releasing strength and vitality into our sisters in Jesus' name. We thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We pray, Lord, that even when she feels weary, that the Holy Spirit will rise up in her and address every situation in Jesus' name.
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
Seeing it is a righteous thing with God. To recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. It is a righteous thing with God to pay back tribulation to them that tribulate or trouble you.
Amen.
The word of God shall stand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word of God shall stand. It is a righteous thing with God for this to take place. It's a righteous thing with God to return to sender. Because that's what God promises in his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. I receive correction.
Amen. Now, I take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits that cause you to doubt the word of God. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Protecting her mind in the name of Jesus Christ. You must remember that your life is hid in God in Christ Jesus. All right? And
yes,
if you
ma'am.
Need
Amen.
To be corrected, he will bring the correction.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. And we love Mom, and we're still praying for the both of you.
Hi, the Pastor.
Amen.
Say hi to Pastor. Pastor Sabrina, say hi to Pastor. Say hello, Pastor.
Hi, Pastor. I'm fine.
Hi, how are you? It's so good to hear your voice. We're so happy we can hear from you. You're going to get stronger and better, all right? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
By his stripes, you have been healed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless
you. God bless you. We love you. Talk to you later. Amen. Wasn't that so good to hear her voice? Yes, it was. Area code 484. You're on the air live in Jesus' holy name. Hello? Area code 484,
hello.
You're on the air.
Good night, this is Sabrina on the team. Everyone is listening.
Mm-hmm.
I went to two doctors for high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
One was prescribing that medication. He said, go check my liver. So I said, no, my kidneys. He wants to say my kidneys. He said, it's going to affect it. So I said, why am I going to take something that's going to affect it? Affect me like that. And the same thing for the doctor. They keep increasing the doses. And I said, I'm not going back. So we saints of today, Jesus was healing people. And then other people were doing it from our setup. So why can't I depend on him? So I turn my attention to him. I'm depending on him for healing of this high blood pressure because my legs swollen and some of my breathing being affected.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. When you lay down at night, you need to have your legs and your feet propped up.
Okay.
Amen. When you lay down at night, you need to have your legs and your feet propped up. Amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, if other people in your family had high blood pressure? You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
My mom
in your
has.
Family?
She's been. You hear me?
Yes. So your mom.
My she
okay.
had it.
Okay. So it's generational. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. When our brother received Jesus Christ, he found a new family, a new family. And so we loose him from the infirmities of the biological family in Jesus' name. We cut him free from the old family tree with all of its infirmities, all of its sicknesses, all of its sins, all of its corruption in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We speak to his blood vessels. Hey, thank you, Holy Spirit. And we command them to relax in Jesus' holy name. We speak to his heart. And we command it to obey the name of Jesus. We speak to his kidneys. To every nephron, and we command you to come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. We bind heart attack, we bind stroke, we bind seizures, and we cut him free from the generational tie that allows the attack in Jesus' name. We close the portal in the name of Jesus Christ. Regesi mama mama kuta. Uruguso torabrike. Salada yosuta rabrike de yosuta rabrike de yosuta. Regise. Erusula de yasandi brisha de rabruca de diese de deria. Ruca de brisha de yosanda mama mama shotorobri. We speak to every gland, every hormone in his body. And we command you to come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, you teach us in the Word that not only is there the spiritual part, but there's the natural part as well. We ask you, Father, to lead our brother, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, into the natural part that you want done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We wrap the blood stripes of Jesus around every cell in his body in Jesus' holy name. We command hypertension and all the other associated diseases and infirmities and weaknesses and vulnerabilities to come out of his body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of him. Come out of him. Every ailment, every sickness, every weakness, every infirm spirit coming down the family lines, you're bound in Jesus' name. Diabetes, you're bound in the name of Jesus. We cut off your tentacles. We cut off your tentacles. We pierce through the head with the sword of the spirit. We bind all reinforcers. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Everything in the urinary tract, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Rige bo 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 shoto rogo do robre sa de dia sa rige te shamba ba 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 sa da da bro ka de di o so da bre da da li da da bro lo men yo la filtration da ragasa ba 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 risa da da bro ka de di sa da da bre ka de di o so da rugo to rige di brisha la de di o sa da da bro ka de di e che be 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 she rige ha ha yo ho re rende da bro ka de bro sha la de di sa da bro ka ta ra ba sa Ringi de brusha de dio so do do ro go do 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 so do do breke te erghi se be 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 basha da breke da breke de ruko de brisha de dio so de breke now brother you have to do what the Holy Spirit says to do. You must do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Amen. Even if it's something you don't want to do or you don't prefer to do, you must obey the Lord. Amen?
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we place him in your hands. Come on out of him in the name of Jesus. Risa, let it yosa. Holy fire, holy fire. Come and burn the, hey, hallelujah. Come and burn it out in the name of Jesus. Arrogola de diasaha. Come out of every muscle. Urrogola de diosutarabri. Yes, every cell. Ruto do brusha da brike de di in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse for him on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham and Jesus Christ may come upon him. The generational curse is removed in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we release your name into his vessel. Now you take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for taking this deliverance to completion and bringing forth the full healing. In Jesus' mighty name, release your prayer language. Take a deep breath. Release your prayer language.
Laka samaya kule de ekesu nu kujibasa na utile besete nesele tunda bala usu la tunda bese kaya shuma ese kaya ku kutpata satama tule besete sokuru boya lantana mayomo sete uya suye peya banuti shikima akala basu kule ne seka malo kuya saka shu seki sinia ukule besika Takala basukulu besekene tutu. Nusmus kuluski de baskara. Sedebenaturi esekulibe. No kulubusikina.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. You just keep right on worshiping in here. Keep on worshiping. Keep on praying in the spirit more and more each day. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Love you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 336, you're on the air live in Jesus' holy name. Hello?
Come on.
Hello?
How about that? The other curse sent through this phone, bind it in the name of Jesus. Think about that. The other curse you send, go back to your phone.
Hello?
It might be somebody doing witchcraft. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Because I like whatever witchcraft attack on our on this phone must go back a millionfold in the name of Jesus.
Right. What can we do to help you? What can we do to help you? I don't think she can hear us. All right, we'll come back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever the problem was, Lord, we thank you for bringing the solution to it in Jesus' name. Area code 817, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 817, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord. Area code 562, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes, ma'am. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. Thanks for emailing me.
You're welcome.
I'm calling in for prayer because I became a Christian since I was 13 and I'm 48 now, and I got my prayer language then, but I never understood how to use any of God's word. And I have been sinning and sinning ever since, and I know that it's the root cause of me being diagnosed with epilepsy in 2013. And just recently the doctor told me that my kidneys were functioning at 40%. And I believe that Jesus died and paid for my sins. And I believe in healing. I believe that he healed me when he died 2,000 years ago.
Amen. Have you been attending a church since that time?
I was attending a church in Manassas, Virginia, when I was stationed out there. And when I got out of the Navy, I was going to a Bible, Living Faith Bible Church, and I actually attended a 2-year Bible ministry there.
All right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So where are you attending now?
I am not attending any physical church. I'm actually, I have been in prayer about where to go, but I've been listening on your church. I just started doing it.
All right.
Okay. Live.
All right. Well, let's start by a prayer of rededication to the Lord. How about that? And then we'll go
there. Yes, ma'am.
Repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
In my lifetime, I have sinned.
In my lifetime, I have sinned.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
And the sins of my ancestors.
And the sins of my ancestors.
I forgive.
I forgive.
By an act of my will.
By an act of my will.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Who has ever sinned against me?
Who has ever sinned against me?
Or against my family?
Or against my family.
I release them to you, Lord Jesus.
I release them to you, Lord Jesus.
I ask you to save their souls.
I ask you to save their souls.
And to bring them into your kingdom.
and to bring them into your kingdom.
I ask you to come live in my heart.
I ask you to come live in my heart.
And to be my personal Savior.
And to be my personal Savior.
And the Lord of my life.
And the Lord of my life.
I give you my love.
I give you my love.
My loyalty.
My loyalty.
Mm-hmm. And my allegiance.
And my allegiance.
And my life.
And my life.
I want nothing to do with Satan and his power.
I want nothing to do with Satan and his power.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal me.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal me.
And to set me free from all that binds me.
And to set me free from all that binds me.
I want to serve you with my life.
I want to serve you with my life.
To heaven when I die.
And come to heaven when I die.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come into agreement with our sister's prayer of rededication to you, Lord. We remit her sin and the sin of her ancestors in the name of Jesus Christ. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus far above, we take authority, dominion, and power over every connection and every tie with witchcraft in Jesus' name. We cut her free. We cut her free. Even evil spirits that have been sent to her, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit in her vessel that is not of Jesus Christ, we bind you right now. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness, and we command you to come out of her right now. Take a deep breath and cough from your gut. Deep breath, cough from your gut in the name of Jesus, and keep doing it. Come on out of her. Every generational sin in her family line, every generational sin transferred to her, every generational illness coming down her family line, all spirits of infirmity, you are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. All of those sins coming down her family line and that have been her own sins, and spirits that have been transferred to her through relationship and soul ties. In Jesus' name, you're bound. Come out of her name. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. You have no right to be there. Her body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you have no right to be there. We take your ground from you in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man and all of his underlings and agents. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. All the strong men are bound with all of their underlings. And we command you all to come out now at once in Jesus' holy name. Come on out of her. Coughing on that. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for releasing the warring angels to war against the spirits that are warring against her. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the spirits in her mind. All the spirits that are in her mind, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ in the mind, come on out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit in her heart that is not of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over you in Jesus' name. We bind you and we command you to come out. Come on out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment, all of you. Come out of our heart. Come out of our mind. All doubt, all fear, and all unbelief bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All of you, come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. You have no right to be there. Fire of God. Fire of God. Come and burn these spirits out in Jesus' name. Ruka, we cast you out with the finger of God. Ruta da brusa le didi. Come on out. Out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her from conception forward. We bind you in Jesus' name. Come on out, all of you. Come on out of her in the name of Jesus. Forgetfulness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come out of her. Worry. Anxiety. Fears. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come on out. Amen. Hallelujah. Come out of her emotions in the name of Jesus Christ. Every unclean spirit, every unholy spirit, come out of her emotions. Hey, wounded emotions, come out in the name of Jesus. Wounded emotions, come out in the name of Jesus. Sins through former relationships. We bind the demons that entered through former relationships in Jesus' name. Come out of her now. Come out of her now. Loose her. We break your gripping hold in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Runga, come on out. All of you. All of you right now. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Tearing down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Tearing down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold. Tearing down every stronghold. Demonic dreams, you are bound in Jesus' name. Demonic dreams, you are bound. Every water spirit. The fire of God. Come on out of her in the name of Jesus. Hey, come on out, all of you. Come on out of her. You have no right to be there. Ricky said that I'm there. Old childhood memories. Oh, shama mama buguru kata. Ruka de debrisha. Old childhood memories. Come on out, all of you. Come on out. Come out of the emotions. Come out of the memory. Come out of the mind. Come on out. Come out of the psyche. Hey, come out of the subconscious. Erugusha de debris. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Ura gaharo kusa. Ura kata de brisha de debrika de diosuta rabri. We cut her free from your influence in the name of Jesus. Erediosuta. Rigi de brusha de diosahare kisa bebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary for her. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out of her. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Have you received your prayer language?
When I was 13, I received my prayer language, but sometimes I'm unsure.
Father, we bind false tongues in the name of Jesus. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go back and read the book of Acts. And I want you to highlight every time they began to speak with other tongues. Read the entire book of Acts. All right? Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you refill her. Hey, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
Kero
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Now, Brother Bill is going to post. Brother Bill is going to post into the chat room the things you need to do to keep your deliverance. Make a copy of that list and go buy it and call us back later on and let us know how you're doing, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you. I love you, too. Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you for your ministry.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saints, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday announced that the recently invoked Wide-Ranging Emergencies Act, allowing the government to freeze bank accounts of Freedom Convoy protesters and their supporters, will remain in effect even as things seem to be resolving very well in Ottawa. Trudeau added that the act was not something to undertake lightly, insisting it would only be applied in a momentary, temporary, and proportional manner. We don't want to keep it in places a single day longer than necessary, he said. But even as he acknowledged that the border blockades formed by members of the trucker convoy had been dispersed, the prime minister noted that the state of emergency is not over. He declined to provide an estimate when the emergency might be concluded, instead citing unspecific real concerns about the coming days. Interim Ottawa Police Chief declared an end to the truckers' protest on Saturday after promising to trace anyone who had participated in or supported the demonstration and punish them with financial sanctions and criminal charges. Aided by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Capitol cops engaged in a brutal crackdown against the week's long protests over the weekend, using batons and projectiles as well as riding horses directly into crowds. Over 200 demonstrators were arrested and at least 76 vehicles seized. Ottawa's mayor said that these vehicles can be sold off under the Emergencies Act. Meanwhile, dozens of bank accounts containing upwards to $3.2 million have already been frozen under the act, Public Safety Minister Marco, whoever he is, said on Saturday. So, Lord, we're turning this over to you, and we thank you for your righteous adjudication. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Australia's prime minister has demanded a probe into a recent incident in which the Chinese Navy vessel supposedly pointed a laser at an Australian warplane. This is completely unacceptable, and so we have demanded that there be an investigation on the behavior of what occurred on that vessel, Scott Morrison told reporters in Tasmania on Monday. We expect China to provide some answers on these matters, and we're going through those appropriate channels to achieve that. Australia's Defense Ministry said earlier that on Thursday, an unspecified Chinese warship pointed a laser at an Australian P-8A Poseidon surveillance aircraft flying off the country's northern coast. The ministry said that at the time that the reported action could have endangered the Australian crew's lives. Morrison doubled down on Canberra's claims on Monday. It happened, and it's indisputable. It was a Chinese naval vessel. It wasn't operating under some other flag. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Hertz, a retired gastroenterologist who received Pfizer's shot on December 23, 2020. Less than 2 weeks after U.S. regulators granted it emergency use authorization. 30 minutes went by before an adverse reaction started. My face started burning and tingling, and my eyes got blurry. She also felt faint. Her husband called paramedics, who came and found Hertz's blood pressure was sky high. They recommended she call a doctor. Hertz became so sick, she feared she would die. She experienced symptoms including severe facial pain, chest constriction, tremors, twitching limbs, and tinnitus. I felt like someone was pouring acid on me, Hertz of Los Angeles, California said. Hertz survived but still suffers. She has been to numerous specialists. Multiple experts found indications the vaccine triggered the reaction. According to medical records, Hertz is one of millions of Americans who chose to get one of the COVID-19 vaccines soon after the government cleared them. Since then, hundreds of millions of doses have been administered. Many recipients have been fine, if less protected than they were initially promised. But a growing number have endured severe reactions and have struggled to obtain medical treatments for their ailments. Requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Representative Yvette Harold, she said she is introducing a bill that would grant temporary asylum to individuals involved in the Canadian trucker protests. Just as we provide asylum for political prisoners, we should do the same for truckers who have been subjected to violence, had their property confiscated and their bank accounts frozen by a government that is quickly becoming the embarrassment of the free world, Harold said in a statement on Twitter on Saturday. Close to 200 protesters have been arrested in Ottawa since February 18th, according to police. However, there have been concerns, especially from Canada's Conservative Party, that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government is flirting with tyranny in how the protests are being dealt with. I am introducing legislation that would temporarily grant asylum to innocent Canadian protesters who are being persecuted by their own government. We cannot be silent as our neighbors to the north are treated so badly, she said. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the markup, which revealed a list of apps that have sold location data to Xmode, a controversial data broker that claims to cover 25% plus of the adult U.S. population monthly. The data broker, which has faced intense criticism from privacy advocates, tracks the location and movement of users by planting special lines of code in over 100 apps, including data, music, weather, and Muslim prayer apps. Federal contracting records show that both the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Homeland Security are among the federal agencies that have recently contracted with Xmode's parent company, Digital Envoy. Previous reporting showed Xmode, which recently rebranded as OutLogic, you know they're forever changing the names, has also been used by various branches of the military. While information on users from data brokers is primarily used for targeting ads, government and law enforcement agencies also purchase and use it for identification and tracking. The IRS in particular has come under increased scrutiny for its adoption of surveillance and high-tech solutions. Last year, members of Congress called for an inquiry into the IRS's use of mass location data for its criminal investigation division, and the IRS recently abandoned a plan to use facial recognition to verify new accounts. Senator Wyden of Oregon, who has investigated warrantless location tracking and surveillance technology used by the government, expressed concern about the use of the company. I'm looking into Digital Envoy's contracts with the government and have asked for a briefing to understand how these contracts impact Americans' privacy, he said in a statement. I strongly believe the government should not be able to use it to get around the Constitution and purchase sensitive information without a warrant. That's why I introduced the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act to close this loophole for good. The Department of Homeland Security, the IRS, and Digital Envoy did not provide a comment. So, the IRS signed a contract with Digital Envoy for an archive database subscription to NetAcuity, a product used to pinpoint users' geographical location. Last October, following its acquisition of Xmode, Digital Envoy was contracted by the IRS Enforcement Division for another contract for services that extends through September of this year. The current contract with the IRS is part of the IRS's Identity Theft Tax Refund Fraud Information Sharing and Analysis Center, a special project that utilizes private sector data, amen, to identify tax fraud. Homeland Security currently contracts with Digital Envoy via the Department Science and Technology Wing for $129,960, according to federal records. Digital Envoy also contracts with the Pentagon's logistics arm. In a statement, the Defense Logistics Agency, which coordinates the movements of troops, fuel, and other services for the military, confirmed that DLA contracted with Digital Elements, a division of Digital Envoy, for commercial subscription services. Xmode has previously contracted with the Air Force, according to public records. The company entered into an Air Force contract in 2019 and entered into another contract in 2020. Xmode is now an integrated part of Digital Envoy's tools sold to clients. The company advertises a department called Digital Element that uses precise real-time geological data, which complements data from our sister company, OutLogic, the rebranded name for Xmode. Last August, Digital Envoy purchased Xmode for an undisclosed amount. The deal followed a string of controversies in the media about Xmode's practices. Many of the apps cataloged by the markup may have sensitive information about users, including the LGBTQ-friendly Brother app and Buzz Arab dating platform. Following the story, some of the apps, including Bro App, discontinued sale of location data to the firm. In a press release, Digital Envoy claimed that they instituted a code of ethics, created a data ethics review panel, and implemented a sensitive app policy. The firm announced that it has taken additional care by shutting off all U.S. location data going to defense contracts, but the deal also stressed that the Xmode, now known as OutLogic, would continue to serve government clients, claiming that collection and selling location data has been integral in confronting the COVID-19 pandemic, the fight against human trafficking, and the optimization of emergency vehicle and evacuation routes during natural disasters, among powering many other essential social services. These people are horrible. The IRS has previously tapped location data brokers in an attempt to identify and track potential criminals. The agency purchased access to mass location data in 2017 and 18 from Ventel, another data broker, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. Other federal agencies, including the FBI, have contracted with Ventel. Ventel, as a data broker, operates similarly to Xmode. The company sourced precise data location data from a variety of unassuming apps, including apps used for gaming and weather. That data was stored and sold to a number of clients, including government agencies. In response, Wyden and Senator Warren called for an internal audit of the agency's use of location tracking technology. The IRS is not above the law, and the agency's lawyers should never provide IRS investigators with permission to bypass the courts and engage in warrantless surveillance of Americans. So the inspector general responded with a report that found Ventel location data was not useful for IRS investigations, but asserted that the IRS's use of location data rested on sound legal ground. The IRS lawyers claimed that data obtained from these marketers of information like Ventel is not subject to a warrant because the data is collected by apps loaded on cell phones to which the phone users voluntarily granted access. Really? This claim has not been tested in court. Activist and co-founder of a watchdog group, Tech Inquiry, said he is concerned that government agencies are increasingly deploying surveillance technology with little oversight. He called the government's use of cell phone location tracking data an abusive violation of privacy for vulnerable populations. In previous reports, he has identified how Xmode has transferred location data to a number of government and media clients. The change in brand and acquisition by Digital Envoy, he added, is a corporate shell game to obscure these remarkably bad and flagrant practices. Amen. Well, now you know what your government is up to. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing to know what's going on around you. Isn't that right, Brother Marshall? It's a good thing to know about that.
Yes, it is. And it's helpful. It helps us to keep it in balance, though. You know, who was that brother that he died in 1979, bled out, and he said that we need to know our enemy. What was his name? Howard Pittman, that was his name. He said he was a independent Baptist, and he didn't believe in the supernatural, didn't believe in speaking in tongues, didn't believe in healing for today. But he, amazingly, absolutely amazingly, he was given all kinds of amazing insights by the Lord. And he said, we need to know our enemy, but we also need to know the Lord. Because then if we know our enemy, we know how to deal with him. But we need to know the Lord because then we'll be at peace. Amen? And I think that's what we all need, peace. Because you said in your word in Isaiah 54:10, the mountains, those authorities, the mountains shall depart. And the hills, the little hills, you know, the little local governments and stuff, and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness, thank you for your kindness, Lord, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. In Jesus' name, thank you for your covenant, Lord, your mercy. You always keep your covenant, Father. You just want us to do our part without wavering. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I commit my works unto you, Lord, and my thoughts shall be established. I commit my way unto you, Lord Jesus. I trust also in you, and you will bring it to pass. And you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. So in Jesus' name, I bind every spirit of vain imagination, every high thing, every spirit of pride. I thank you for Brother Bill's insights about the hair loss tonight. That was amazing. I cast down every, because I do know a man, he was a very bright lawyer, and he didn't have much hair on his head, and he said it was all his brains that pushed the hair out. Was that an interesting thing? I never put two and two together till tonight about that little comment many years ago. Father, we thank you, Father God. You're teaching us all new things, how you want us to humble ourselves, even as Pastor Sabrina started with 1 Peter 5:7. So we continually cast all our cares on you, Lord Jesus. Because your shoulders are much broader than mine, much broader than any of ours, maybe even broader than Brother Bill's, if that's possible. He's a strong gentleman. But, Father, we cast all our cares on you, Lord Jesus, because you care for us. We know, Father, you've given Jesus all power in heaven and earth, and we don't always know what to do. But you said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given him. But we must ask in faith, nothing wavering. We can't be yeah, but, no yeah, buts. If God said it, he meant it, he's going to do it. Because you esteem your word above all your name. And I thank you for doing that, Father. Esteeming your word above all your name. The Holy Ghost, thank you. Order all of my thoughts and my steps and all you want me to do. I don't know how you want me to pray, Lord. So I ask you to show me how you want me, and show each of us how to pray. Cut us out about a good day. We thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. We thank you for what you've done or going to do, that he began a good work in each one of us, is carrying it on to completion. And you said in Psalm 138:2-3, I will worship toward thy holy mount, toward thy holy temple. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name, that's the name above all names, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. In Psalm 138:2, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthen me with strength in my soul. We thank you for strengthening all of us with strength in our soul, Lord, because we need your strength, because you told us in your word over and over again, not just, where is that, 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Because, yes, it's good to have physical food, and that's a nice thing. We thank you that you provide for all of us, and the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. But we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in all these situations. But you told us that thou shalt decree a thing that shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And since the Lord is my light and my salvation, and I shall not fear, what shall man do unto me? And you tell us in your word, in which I should have memorized, which I don't just yet. Lord, help me to hide your word in my heart that you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. As we come boldly before your throne of grace in times of need with our big brother Jesus, in Jesus' name. Jesus says in Romans 8:15-17, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now, we don't have to take anxious thought for tomorrow because you're already there, Lord. You live outside of time and space. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. This spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Wow. If so be that we suffer with him, then may be also glorified together. So these light and momentary afflictions are working for us a far more eternal weight of glory. Father, we come before you for all these situations, including what's going on to our northern neighbors, Father God, and some of those involved with Miracle Internet Church, I believe, are living in Canada, and some of them living very, very close to Canada, Father God, God, I said, geographically. And some of us, like my wife, she has family members that live up there, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God. And the way Canada goes, couldn't possibly happen here, the United States. It couldn't possibly happen in nice countries like Australia. Or did it already happen there? Are they vying to see who could be more oppressive? Is that possible? Are there actually demons in human beings that are in positions of authority? Did that ever happen in the past? In any history in the past? Was there a person called Mussolini? Was there somebody called Hitler? Did any of these people try to control people against their will to serve Satan and his kingdom, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? So Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound. Every one of your spirits, every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of mass psychosis, every spirit of ungodly manipulation from using the media through lying demons in the mass media to try and control people to believe lies, such as the COVID pandemic and any other upcoming kind of plans of the enemy in Jesus' name. Even as Bill Gates likes to strike fear into people's hearts, well, I shouldn't say he does. It's the demons he's bowed down to worship that might want to do that. So, Father, we pray for all those in authority in Jesus. And we ask you to have mercy on their souls. Save those that can be saved. I don't know what you're going to do with Trudeau, Father God, and those that are serving him at very highest levels. But those that are on the lower levels, Father God, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to grant them the gifts that they need, including the gifts of repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil, including those in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, of which many years ago we visited. My wife's nephew was a nice, handsome gentleman, and in the western part of Canada, and he was Royal Canadian Mounted Police. It's a nice job, and it paid well, I guess. People put themselves in harm's way to protect the people. Father God, remind the people of the oath they took to protect the people, not to serve those who have bowed the knees to some stealing, killing, destroying spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to help those that have been damaged physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, those in Canada involved with the Truckers Movement, those brave souls that stood up against the mass psychosis, the mass fear that's being propagated, Father God. We ask you to help them to recover supernaturally quickly, including the grandmother that police officer on the horse made his horse to tromp on and put her in the hospital. And I heard her say just a few words from her hospital bed. She said, hold the line. It was spoken with a broken voice, but that's what she said. Hold the line. Father God, we ask you for your divine help and intervention for all these freedom convoys not just the United States, all over the world. Those in Italy, those in around the capital in Australia and Canberra and all these other areas, Father God, where the people from their deep, the various deep state governments all around the globe are using things that are not pleasing to the Lord, different kind of weapons against them, sound weapons and things to cause people to have feel very warm and have headaches and other things. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, and adjudication from all these demons. We bind every plan and scheme of the enemy. Satan, you and all your spirits seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, every spirit of Zeus, every spirit of fourth generation, fifth generation warfare, every spirit of mass psychosis, every spirit of ungodly fear, pride, rebellion, covetousness, greed, corruption, Leviathan, Kundalini, every spirit of puffed upness, we bind you, every one of your demonic spirits, named and not named, every single one of your underlings, Satan, are bound in Jesus' name, including try to cause people to take anxious thought for tomorrow in Jesus' name, contrary to the word of the living God. At the end of Matthew chapter 6, as we've learned tonight, thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord, in Isaiah 54:17. And we thank you, Lord, that you render unto man your righteousness. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, as it says in Job 33, I think it's around verse 26, and it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, and it says, righteousness delivers from death. No human being is righteous in their own strength. Even Job, who tried to live a very righteous life, his own righteousness cannot save his children. I think it said that somewhere in, where was that, Ezekiel 14:14, as well as Daniel, and there was another saint mentioned there. They lived holy and righteous lives as best they could in their own imaginations, their own strength. Very strong, strong-willed people. But their own righteousness couldn't save their children. But you give us promises far above these promises, Father God. You said if we're grafted into the body of Christ, it says, cut up a sweater, but again, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And we think of that in Proverbs 11. 21. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. You said, believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved in your household. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in these situations concerning the thing that looks like fascism, that looks like tyranny, whatever it is, I don't know, in Canada, in Jesus, and that looks like people from the Klaus Schwab group are trying to pull the strings, and all those people, all those several thousand global elites and the ones at the top of that little pyramid trying to pull the strings to serve Satan and to try and take things away from people to bring in the great so-called Klaus Schwab Great Reset, which he actually wrote a book about. They made it really clear. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father God. So Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings remain perpetually, continually bound, because whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, according to Matthew 18:18, in agreement, and Matthew 16:19, as individual saints in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to loose your obedient angels, warring angels, guardian angels, and loose the Holy Ghost. You said, in the last days I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. We know these are the last days. We ask you to pour forth of your spirit, Father God, your Holy Ghost, to bring, grant those people, including the police officers in Canada and others, Father God, and those in Australia and those in Austria and those in Germany and those in other nations, including the United States of America, including those that are being set up to come against the U.S. trucker convoy, Father God, in Jesus, and grant them the gifts of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth that they recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And Father, we ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear. You said if a little trap is set in the eyes of any bird, he's not going to necessarily just walk into it. So we ask you to give all those people, the different convoys, those heading toward Brussels, those in different nations, Father God, give them eyes to see, ears to hear, kind of a thing, and wisdom to know what you want them to do. If you want them to change their direction, to go elsewhere, and to do other things, we ask you to cover them with supernatural divine protection, Father God, in Jesus' name. Grant them wisdom to make the right choices, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even the Sabrina's been advising us to ask God, because if we don't know what to do, we're asking you, Lord, because we have limited understanding. We're not going to trust in this little gray matter here. It's not going to push all the hairs out of my skull. Well, praise God, because God does resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And you promised us in your word over and over again, the meek shall inherit the earth. They said the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall, what? They shall praise the Lord that seek him. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Father, because we're seeking you and your divine help and intervention. And the hand of the Lord is not too short to save. even as Sabrina reminded us, Dr. Sabrina reminded us in Philippians 4, starting in verse 6. She reminded us last time about verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You mean always? Always? When things aren't going really great? Well, that's what you said, Lord. You said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We thank you, Father God, for the broadcast going through tonight. No ungodly spirit, no spirit of voice, no other ungodly scrambling spirit, hindering spirit, no dumb and deaf spirit, interfere with anyone, cut up with that, listening to the word of God and hearing the word of God and seeing the word of God in Jesus' name. We decree and declare as joint heirs with Christ, because Jesus said, thou shalt decree a thing and shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and he's purchased us with his own blood, just like he says in Acts 20:28. Behold, that, where does that go, Lord? Cut up with that. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and all the flock of which I've appointed you overseers to feed the church of God, which he, God, hath purchased with his, God's own blood. Marshall does not belong to Marshall anymore. I used to think I did. Marshall does not belong to Satan. I didn't know I did before, but it says, whoever you bow down to bow, whoever you obey, he's your servant, or you're his servant. So I used to obey Satan, but I didn't know I did when I was carrying grudges. That made me a servant of Satan. When I was being controlled by fear, I was a servant of Satan back then. And that taking anxious thought for tomorrow, apparently that's one of the root causes of high blood pressure. At least that's what I've heard. It causes the fight or flight response to kick in, blood vessels to constrict. And that's great if you're running away from a tiger, if that's what the Lord wants you to do. Or if you're turning to fight your enemy, that's great. It helps you have lots more blood flow to your brain and your hands and everything, whatever you need to use. That's great. But long term, uh-uh. We're not going to go there. We're going to cast all our cares on the Lord, and we're going to leave him there because he already triumphed over the devil in the cross. That's the power of the cross, the power of the cross. He beat the enemy completely, absolutely, without any question in Jesus' name. So we're not careful for anything, but we cast all our cares on you, giving thanks and asking for your divine help, Father God. And you said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God, for our brothers and sisters and family members of all those in harm's way, Father God, and those that are standing for the truth as best they know how, Father, in Jesus' name, including those in Australia where this incident with the Chinese Navy apparently doing a little muscle flexing, Father God, a little saber rattling, Father God. We ask for your divine help and intervention in all these other areas. Well, a lot of people, wars and rumors of wars. You told us there are going to be all kinds of that, and there's plenty of that going on. But you said don't take any anxious thought about it because that's not going to happen first. We thank you, Father God. We ask for your divine help for all those that have received the various so-called vaxes, Father God. They're not. They're just RNA. They're just things to change people's DNA, apparently. And there are medical interventions that are totally unnecessary and they're not necessarily proven to be safe and effective from what I've heard. In fact, it could be quite opposite to that from what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others like that say. They have possible things to say. Maybe you shouldn't be taking them, especially for children, because they have a 0% chance of getting COVID, which is already over. And these vaccines were only supposed to be effective against the first variant, not the second, third, whatever, et cetera, pretend variants they come up with, including the one from South Africa, which they said really wasn't a problem. The doctor from South Africa said she was told not to tell people that it was just like having a minor cold, just maybe headache or something that went away. It was because they want to ramp up the fear, controlling people with fear. So, Father, we bind that spirit of ungodly fear, fear about various vaccines, various viruses and other bioweapons in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father God, to uncover what's going on in all these different areas, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so in Jesus' name. Even as you told us in Matthew, Jesus tells us in Matthew 10:26, he tells us, fear them not. That's a good place to start. Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore. There is nothing covered that shall not, that is what the enemy is doing. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. In Jesus' name. So, Father God, since it's being uncovered and revealed, and including every witchcraft curse sent against every one of us, all spirits of ungodly control being sent against every one of us are being revealed, Father God, in Jesus' name. Be patient with me. Thank you for your patience, your amazing grace. All thoughts captive in Jesus' name. It says in Proverbs 6, 30 and 31. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Jesus, Trudeau, hungry? But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He shall give all the substance of his house, including those from these companies to keep changing the names of. Kind of a set of this X-Mode business that Dr. Sabrina read about. Kind of a set of that uses cell phone apps to track people and the governments that pay them for the warrantless location tracking, according to Senator Wyden from Oregon. If a Democrat's looking into that, thank God, there's some that are actually looking for interesting to try do what's right, which is a lovely, refreshing thing, Father God. God, I'll set up again. We ask you, Father God, to uncover what's going on in all these areas that need to be uncovered, Father God, not just with X-Mode and whatever the latest name is, Father God, in Jesus' name, Digital Envoy, kind of a celebrate, and out whatever it was, out logic, that's what it was, and all these. We ask you to uncover what's going on, Father God. And yes, they can try and cover it up by saying, oh, this is going to be really helpful in the outside chance that we happen to have an emergency need. What are they using it for emergency needs? Are they just using it to track people? If this whole thing, was there a bioweapon? I don't know if there was. But was there a bioweapon that possibly was funded by the U.S. military and sent to China and brought back here to cause people to be in fear, to cause people to have to be able to vote with, kind of a paper ballots that weren't verified, and to bring to get a jab that was not beneficial or necessary, so that people could be have a social credit score just like China, so that the government and the banksters could control them and take away everything that they own. And if they don't comply and to their agenda, to relegate them to be like lepers. So I don't know if there's an agenda like that, but if there is an agenda like that, we ask you to uncover it, Father God, in Jesus' name, including what the IRS is using these sources for in Jesus' name, including from Digital Envoy in Jesus' name, and all these other government groups, and including the military, that have contracted with these groups, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to uncover what's going on from all these different sources. So, Satan, you remain permanently, perpetually bound, even as it is written, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, cut up a study, he has all power in heaven and earth. He cannot lie. That's what he says in Matthew 28:18. And he says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, he might destroy the works of the devil, in 1 John 3:8. And Jesus says in the beginning of the Gospel of John, chapter 17, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. It is finished. And it says over in Hebrews 2:14. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus says in John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Canada and all the other nations, as well as this nation, that we all be able to have the opportunity to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, instead of the devil's agenda of death, bondage, and the pursuit of fear and intimidation. In Jesus' name, we ask, Father God, for your divine help and intervention. So from our position, seated in heavenly places, according to Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 6, Proverbs 18:10, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. And we plead that blood over our lips, over our hearts, over our eyes, our ears, and every access to each one of us. Grant us all discernment to know what you want us to listen to, including me, Lord. Every moment, grant us discernment, Father God, and over every door, every window, every electronic access, every phone, every computer, every type of phone, every type of device, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to hide us, Father God, from the wiles and schemes of the enemy, in Jesus' name. Every saint and all those standing for the truth, including the various convoys, Father God, deliver us from every January 6th type trumped-up false flag business, Father God, in Jesus' name. Uncover the plans of the so-called deep state, Father God, in Jesus' name. And those that basically, it's not that it's Democrat or Republican, it's nothing to do with it. It has to do with people who bow the knees to Satan. Some of them are Republicans, some of them are Democrats, and there's no difference. They're basically Pat Holliday said, Gadabo said there's not a dime's worth of difference between them, most of them. There are a few good people in both parties, a few good people, Gadabo, in every nation, Father God. And there are a few good doctors, and there are a few good nurses, and there are a few good politicians. There are a few good people, a few good police officers, maybe more than a few. Maybe most of them are still good. But, Father God, we ask you, Father God, that they not all be lumped in with the rotten apples, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Father God, for your proper intervention, adjudication against these nasty, nasty demons in the spirits. We bind every one of those demons seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy in Jesus' name. From our position of heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command to be known for the flow of power from the demons, God will set about down there in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those you've interceded for, including those affecting the people of Canada, the people of the United States, people in Australia and Austria, in Germany, and every nation, in Italy, in the United Kingdom, every nation, Father God, particularly the Western Hemisphere. It seems that China doesn't like people who have Judeo-Christian heritage. And those dear people, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for the people in Israel, where so many people have been triple-vaxxed, maybe fourth-vaxxed. Father God, so many people have had adverse effects, including not just this person hurts, Father God. And it seems like the numbers that even the government puts out, which is just a fraction of it, say that there's been a whole lot of people, more than 10,000 for sure, have died as a result of the vax, Father God, just in the United States, Father God, and more than 100,000 people, probably a lot more than that, some people say millions, have been adversely affected, some people with minor inconveniences, some people with long-term debilitating, you can change anything, Lord. If you can raise that person from the dead, didn't even have blood in his body, you can do exceeding abundantly, more than we can ask or imagine. And so he said, ask, and you shall receive. We ask for your divine help and intervention. And we thank you, Father, for loosing your beating angels, warring, linking angels round about all your saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, and hiding us all from the enemy in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor, Father, for what you've done, are doing, and going to do in Jesus' name. It is written in Psalm 27, verses 4 to 6. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. His eyes are upon his mouth, both sweet, he's altogether lovely, but basically, in the time of trouble, he shall hide in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide. We shall set me up upon the rock. Now therefore, mine head shall be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore, though I sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Put not their servant away in anger, for thou hast been my help. Lead me not into forsaking, O God, my salvation. For Jesus has granted the grace of the gospel of
Yeah.
by your mercy, Jesus, that may all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake, having done this. We get to continually rejoice in the Lord. And these things we have done. We shall praise the Lord that seek us. Your heart shall live forever. Thank you, Father, for each and every one of us. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for each and every one of us.